Thank you and good morning. Supporters of open and accessible internet and internet connections are applauding a ruling by the FCC that will protect open internet, also known as net neutrality. Sean McLaughlin, director of Access Humboldt, is a keen supporter of net neutrality, and he was in Washington, D.C. to attend the FCC's open meeting. He said in a statement that today's actions by the FCC were indeed historic and very heartening. The FCC ruling will allow local governments to develop their own broadband internet services without interference from major cable and internet service providers. It will also protect consumers from having service throttled or hindered by those companies. Mobile data services for smartphones and tablets is being placed under the new rules as well. The order also includes provisions to protect consumer privacy and to ensure internet service is available for people with disabilities as well as in remote areas. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z met on Wednesday and finalized a meeting schedule that will run through May. Mike Newman was named chair of the committee, with Jonathan Flyer named vice chair. The committee will meet again on March 5th, with two more meetings scheduled for March, four meetings in April, and a single meeting in May. All meetings will be held in Eureka at the courthouse or at the Ag Center. The committee will condense a lot of work into those 8 weeks as it considers options to present to the Board of Supervisors about where and how tax revenue from Measure Z should be spent on public safety throughout the county. You can check the county website for details on meeting times and locations. Phil Crandall has been the director of the County Department of Health and Human Services for 30 years, and he announced in a department newsletter that effective January of 2016, he will retire. Crandall said in the announcement that he will work with current senior staff on the transition and to help the department prepare for the changes ahead. In early December of 2014, the Eureka City Council approved changes to lower the speed limit on multiple streets throughout Eureka. The speed limit changes will be applied to 15 streets in the city, including Booner Street, 7th and 8th Streets, Myrtle and Harrison Avenues, along with H and I Streets. Be prepared for the changes. The new speed limits go into effect immediately. Last week, State Controller Betty Yee announced that salary information for special districts is now available at the state website, bythenumbers.gov, and now even more detailed information regarding special districts is available. Residents can access information for more than 4,800 special districts, including liabilities, expenditures, and fund balances going back 11 years. Bythenumbers.gov has become a one-stop shop for fiscal information for cities, counties, and now special districts. The Discovery Museum is currently housed in the old Jefferson School building, but in just a few more weeks, the museum will move to its new permanent home at 6th and G Streets in Eureka, housed in the old green Back in Action building. Tomorrow, the museum will host its annual fundraiser, and that means hardy people will dress in costumes and leap into Humboldt Bay as part of the Perilous Plunge. The plunge takes place at the foot of F Street at 10 o'clock and is the museum's primary annual fundraiser. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario was pretty coy back in December when he teased the talk shop audience with some proposed projects for the friendly city. During this week's talk shop appearance, however, Candelario was more than happy to provide some details about a proposed health and wellness center planned for Renner Drive. The $12 million facility to be built next door to Redwood Memorial Hospital is a collaboration between the McLean Foundation, the hospital, and Open Door Clinics.
Well, there's a new community health and wellness center that's being proposed with Open Door. And so we're very excited about that one. Again, another, you know, example of new interest in Fortuna and new positive things happening. And that is going to be a very important facility and project, not just for Fortuna, but for the whole Eel River Valley.
The center is expected to be up and running in 3 years and will provide an additional health care resource for Eel River Valley residents.
Just from a sheer numbers perspective, in terms of what kind of health care we have available to us right now in this community with people retiring and relocating and the lack of ability to attract new, you know, doctors to this area, this is going to be a huge motivator to fulfill that need that's already here, plus just locationally to give people that option.
The land for the center was donated by the McLean Foundation and will be similar to the Open Door Clinic located in Eureka. And that's the news on this rainy Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.